Now, if Kedushin Daf Beis felt a little different than a regular daf, it's because it is. In fact, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ritva, they all quote the Igeres from Rav Shri Rogoyin, who wrote, very mysteriously, that there's one daf that we're aware of in the entire Talmud Bavli that was not written by the Amoraim. Kedushin Daf Beis. Kedushin Daf Beis was written by the Savoraim, some say maybe even the Gaonim, but this daf was really written by post-Ravina Rav Ashi, and somehow it got into Masechtas Kedushin. In fact, it's the very, very first daf of the Masechta. That's a fascinating idea. The truth is, the whole daf didn't feel like a regular daf. Just a little insight into how the Gaonim learned Gemara, by the way. But this didn't feel like such a regular daf. Another very obvious observation is there were no Amayra mentioned in today's daf, right? You notice that? There wasn't one Amayra that was mentioned. We had some Tanoim, yeah. You had Reb Shimon, you had Reb Eliezer, but there wasn't one Amayra that was mentioned. It wasn't written by the Amayra. This is a Masorah that we have. So I'll tell you something interesting that I saw. I saw in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed that somebody asked Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, if somebody learns Masechtas Kedushin, but he doesn't learn Daf Beis, Kedarkei Bakodesh, pun intended, Kedarkei Bakodesh. If somebody learns Masechtas Kedushin and he doesn't learn Daf Beis, could he make a Siyum or could he not make a Siyum? This was the question that he was asked. It's a good question, because if it wasn't written by the Amoraim, then maybe it's not ma'akiv. And if that's the case, you can go to a Siyum during the 9 days and, whoever is making the Siyum can make a disclaimer. I'm letting you know. I know Daf Beis was faplunted. I got stuck in Kicha Ikri Kinyan, all types of scotches. And I just never learned Daf Beis. I learned everything. I learned Mekadosh B'Milva. I learned all the hard sugyas. But Daf Beis, I couldn't learn. So can I eat fleishik or can I not? Is that considered an appropriate Siyum? Or is that not considered appropriate Siyum? So before I saw the answer, Baruch Shakivanti, he said over a tshuva that we've mentioned so many times in our Chabura, a tshuva from the Kozhuk Lover Goy in Hashem Yimkom Domei. The Kozhuk Lover was asked a question that we know that the Gemaras that we have was censored, right? There's a lot of Chisreini Ashas. The Shas was censored. So someone asked the Kozhuk Glover Goyen, that being that the Shas was censored, so how is it okay for a person to make a Siyum on a Masechta L'chayri? You're missing, right? You don't have the entire Masechta because of the Chesreini Ashas. So based on that, you shouldn't be able to make a Siyum. And the Kozhuk Glover said two terutzim. One terutz, he said, is that you find that the Amoraim used to make a Siyum when they learned Mishnayos. How do you make a Siyum on Mishnayos? You didn't even learn the Gemara. The Teretz says, what's a Siyum? Siyum is you learn whatever you have. So whatever you have in front of you, this is your Masechta, you learn it. This is a Chesreini Ashas, okay, what are you going to do? But the Simcha of the Siyum, and really the Nekud of the Siyum is finish whatever it is you have. So as long as you finish whatever you have, that in and of itself is going to constitute a Siyum. Another Teretz, he said, was a little bit more above our pay grade. Kedarkei Bakodesh. And that is, he said that really Torah is Nitzchias. And there's no reason that the Samech Mem should have any koyach to be shoylet in a Gemara. And to take a Gemara, which is Mamish Nitzchias, and to put it into Geniz, it must be that there was something about that Gemara. So he says, that Gemara is not Ma'akiv the Siyum. This is what the Kozhuk Lover said. So he said, based on that, it's okay to make a Siyum. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Zuberstein, if that's the case, L'churi Yei Shleim had the same Shtikl Torah in the reverse. Once we have Kedushin Daf Beis and our Masechta, a part of the shleimus of the Masechta and the simcha of finishing Masechta's Kedushin is learning Daf Beis as well. And if you want to go a little more hecher, that in the event that this was incorporated, this was included somehow in what we have, so by definition, what does that mean? That means that it's here for a reason. Why is it that this page, Kedushin Daf Beis, made it into Masechta's Kedushin, which is something that you don't find anywhere else? There has to be a reason for it, and there is a reason for it. And it's for that reason, said Rav Zilberstein, that's for sure, therefore, ma'akiv, and you would have to learn Daf Beis. And then he says, he asked this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, absolutely, you can't go to a Siyum on Masechtas Kedushin in the event that the Messiah did not learn Daf Beis. Either way, we're going to stop here. It just got late early, but we're leaving some fire on the table, and the Ezes Hashem, we will get to it tomorrow.